It's time for a podcast from JW, Anna, and friends.
We've got three of what I consider Texarkana's finest, some of the Arkansas side fire department in here, Texarkana, Arkansas fire department in here with us because there's a special event going on this weekend that they're going to be involved in to commemorate this. And we've got Engineer Josh Moore, Engineer Daniel, how do you pronounce your name?
Thiels.
Thiels?
Yes, sir.
I want to make sure I got it right.
Yes,
don't
sir.
Mess it up. And also Firefighter Nathan Reeves here as well. Now, this weekend on Saturday, you're going to be involved in a big event to commemorate 9/11. Tell us about it.
Yes, sir. And it's strictly volunteer, on a volunteer basis. You know, we guys have worked together for a while, and we just saw something that we want to sign up for that would, you know, pay tribute and pay honor to the guys from 9/11. But what it is, it's a stair climb there at War Memorial Stadium in Little Rock.
All right.
And it'll get kicked off at 8 o'clock.
Uh-huh.
And we're going there. We're going to climb 110 stories, or it's also about 2,000 steps,
right,
to commemorate the 343 firefighters that lost their lives on September 11, 2001.
Right. So it'll be a little bit of a challenge. That's quite a few steps to go up.
Yes, sir. it is, and we've been training for it, mm-hmm, and preparing. Mm-hmm. We've actually been going to Arkansas High a pretty good
okay,
bit.
Okay, yeah, going up the steps.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
that's kind of like the football people. Okay, running the steps, running the stadium bleachers, getting ready for it. How long have y'all been preparing for this?
Couple of months.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, well, like I said, we have a pretty routine. Mm-hmm. PT schedule we do, you know, every shift.
Right, yeah.
Anyway, so I think I talked to our chief a couple of weeks ago, and, you know, asked, what have these guys been doing to prepare? And he said, oh, these guys are ready.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we can look at you and tell that you're in shape. I mean, okay. No, we're not ready to be firefighters, but you got to be in good shape to be a firefighter to begin with, and to be able to do something like this that you're training for, to go up that many steps, you got to get ready for it and got to get trained for it. Talk a little bit about, I guess, maybe your feelings as far as being a firefighter and honoring those that, you know, were your brothers, even younger, obviously, but 20 years ago, but they were your brothers who did the same thing that you would do for somebody.
You know, we talked about that this morning. You know, there's probably only a handful of guys who actually worked here at the fire department when 9/11.
Yeah, because that's been 20 years. Yeah.
Yes, sir. And but I think for a lot of us, you know, we grew up seeing that as young kids, and then thing, you know, that put that extra thought in our mind, you know, that's something I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
That's something I want to, mm-hmm, be a part of. And, you know, you saw that brotherhood, and you saw, you know, their camaraderie. And so I think it probably shaped a lot of our lives and a lot of our ideas of the fire department and firefighters. And, mm-hmm, so I think that's really where a lot of us, you know, might have got the first idea of, you know, that's what I want to do. I mean, you see 18-year-old guys, you know, that's, oh, I want to go to the military,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And so.
Well, it's like I was telling you out there when we was doing the Facebook Live, a lot of kids. When you're a kid, there's certain things that are on your mind. Sometimes it's the military bent, I'm going to be the Army soldier. Sometimes it's, I'm going to be the police officer. And sometimes it's going to be, I'm going to be the firefighter. And I'm going to go put out those fires and save those people and ride in that beautiful truck. And that's part of it, isn't it?
Yes,
I mean, did you guys, when you were growing up, did you think, were y'all one of those that thought, hey, I think I'm going to be a firefighter? Or is it something that hit you later on down?
Actually, the two things I wanted to do when I was young,
uh-huh,
was either ride on the back of a trash truck or ride on the back of a fire truck.
That makes me laugh because my son, when he was young, he told his mom, said, I'm going to be one of those. And he's talking about riding on the trash truck, because he thought that was really, really neat. But, yeah.
Of course, we no longer ride on the back of fire trucks,
right,
because, you know, it's unsafe and things like that. But like I said, I think my main interest came from just the aspect of helping people.
Yep. Yep.
Just being, put myself in a position to be able to do good for humanity.
All right. We got about a minute. What about you guys?
Okay. I was going to say as well, when 9/11 happened, I was actually in fourth grade, and I had always wanted to be a fireman up, uh-huh, to that point, but that was actually the first point where, seeing them dig through the rubble and everything else, that it was kind of a reality to me that there was more to it than just riding on the truck, and, mm-hmm, and, you know, it was truly the service you had for your community and what you'd be willing to do for everyone else.
Absolutely. What about you?
But, you know, we always say that a lot of times the day that we show up is whoever we're helping out, it's usually their worst day. You know,
mm-hmm,
they're losing their house, they're losing, you know, family members. So it's a rough thing, but it's a good career to be able to know that, hey, I'm there to help when people are in need of help.
Absolutely. We go ahead.
I was going to tell you, I know we're wrapping
up
here.
Just a few seconds.
Okay. All the proceeds from this will go to the Arkansas Firefighter Cancer Relief Network.
Uh-huh.
And so it's going to stay here in Arkansas, and so that's a great thing.
Mm-hmm.
Also, if anybody wants to sign up,
mm-hmm.
there's still a spot open to sign up, and they're taking volunteers and also sponsorships as well.
Thanks for listening, and be sure to listen for more from JW, Anna, and Friends, Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. on The Pig.